So, I wanted to make an audio, and I've been really, really fucking horny the last week, I guess. I haven't really known what to do, but I saw this audio. Well, saw, haha. How can you see an audio, you know? But anyway, besides the point. But I listened to this audio the other day by Your Secret Crush. I think that's their Reddit name. And I really liked the style he did it in. So that's kind of how I'm gonna do this. I think it's called like a ramble fab, maybe. I don't know. But basically, I'm just gonna talk about whatever goes through my head. Oh, how I'm touching myself. Oof. And just to let you know, I kind of was playing earlier, and I might have already came once, so I'm really fucking wet right now. Like, oh, like wet satin, you know, like all wet and smooth and silky. And when I just stick my finger all the way in and wiggle it back and forth, it just hits the spot on the side of me, and it's like, oh fuck. Oh, Jesus. And I just feel so good, you know? Oh, God, it's so good. But it's so irritating at the same time because my fingers just aren't long enough or big enough. They're so little, like my hands are so little. They just don't reach that spot. Oh, fuck. Just. Oh, right there. Yeah. Like, you know that spot on the inside? And, like, it's almost within reach. Like, you can barely. Like, it's right at the. And you just quite can't get it there. Just drives me crazy. You know? Like, I bet your hands are so much bigger than mine. Like, so much bigger than mine. Like, I bet they could reach it no problem. You know? I shaved earlier today. Sorry, I just got curious. You know, I really do taste good. I think it's all the fruit I've been eating lately. But I shaved earlier today, and I'm really just liking rubbing my fingers and like grazing them over my outer lips, you know, like it's just so smooth, and it's a little damp because I really am wet. It just feels so good, you know. My clit's so swollen, like I can feel it when I rub over the outer lips, and I just kind of graze my clit a little, you know. Like a little tease. I really do like teasing. I don't know what it is, but lately I've been like really turned on by like audio or video or anything where the guy or the dom or the daddy or mommy, or I don't know if you can tell, but I really like to be submissive, and I guess that's just kind of like who I am, you know? So I always get really turned on when I see the submissive person like laying almost in the other person's lap, but not really laying, like one person is sitting down and then the submissive partner, the submissive partner is like laying or leaning up against them, like almost sitting in their lap, where like they're sitting between the other person's legs and their back is against their front and the other person's arms are wrapped around them, like playing with them and touching them. And lately I've just found that really, 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 like it's been a huge turn on recently. I might do like an audio where it's like kind of like scripted or like improv, because if I'm honest, I never do anything scripted because I go off track fairly easily, you know? Oh, fuck. Yeah. And I just like the idea of like lying with my back against another person's front and their arms wrapped around me and like one of their fingers, and they're fingering me from behind me, like they're holding me in place and their legs are over my legs, and like I'm almost trapped and can't move, and I'm just held there and they're fingering me so hard and they're reaching that spot, you know, that I can't reach, and it's just oh, yeah. And then right when I get close, they stop fingering me and they just start rubbing my clit, you know? Kind of like I'm doing right now, you know, just slow teasing circles. I really like to tease. I don't know what it is. Like, you know, like just prolonging the orgasm. Like, oh, it just feels so good. Then when finally, you know, like, my fingers just aren't enough, you know? Because I was talking about a minute ago, like, they're just not big enough, you know? But thankfully, I invested in this absolutely amazing wand. Because your fingers can only get you so far, you know, until you're just like, it's just not enough. And I've reached that point, you know, where my fingers just aren't enough. So I'm gonna get my wand. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's on the lowest setting right now, cause I charged it, so it's pretty strong at the moment. And I don't know if y'all knew this, but I got my nipples pierced about 2 weeks ago now, maybe longer. And I swear, my, I ever since I got them done, I've been way hornier than normal. And I'm gonna be honest, the pain kind of turns me on. And right now, I have my wand going over my nipples. And the little pain mixed with pleasure is just so good. Like, oh, like, it hurts, but it's a good hurt. Like, like, I love the feeling of it going over my pierced nipples, you know? Like, it just, like, it's so good. Like, the pleasure and the pain just mixes. And, like, if I did this long enough, I seriously think, like, I could get to the point where I would just beg to be fucked. Like, just begging, like, cause I feel like teasing my nipples like this, with the pain mixed with the pleasure, like, I'm just soaked. I just feel so good, and it's like, it's intoxicating, really. Like, I can't even describe it. Like, it doesn't, like, it hurts, but it's like a pain you crave. Oh, it's just so good. Oh. And the little tingles, it sends. Oh. Oh god, the feeling of that wand on my clit. Oh god. Or just like pressed on my outer pussy lips. I never understood why. Like, I didn't understand the word pussy. Like, I always thought it was dirty. But really, like, now that I'm older, I think it's a really sexy word, you know? Like, pussy, you know? I don't know. Maybe that's the... Oh, oh god, that felt good. Oh, yeah. Yes. Fuck yes. Fuck. Oh god. Oh god, oh god, oh god. Fuck, right there. Yeah, right there. Yeah, right there. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, please, just a little more. Just a little more. Oh, fuck. I just turned it up just a little bit. To the next setting. Oh, god, yeah. Is it selfish to come twice in one night? I don't know, maybe. But I really want it. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Please. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. God, yes, fuck. Fuck. You know, what I think is the best part about an orgasm is just when your mind goes blank and like you don't even know what to say, but you're like so mellow afterwards. Like, you're just mellow and happy. It's like the best time to sleep, really. Because after an orgasm, like, the world could end. And I think I'd be pretty okay with it. But if you ask, like, a scientist or something, they'd be like, that's all the chemicals rushing through your brain or something like that. But really, I'm just happy. You know? Yeah. I think I've rambled long enough. And that was my second orgasm of the night. Or, like, extreme early morning. And to be honest, I'm just going to sleep now. So, I'm gonna roll over. Excuse me. And find Sharky, who is probably fallen off my bed at this point. I don't know why, but she always seems to end up on my floor at some point during the day. I don't know why. Maybe I just sleep too close to the edge. Maybe I should sleep in the middle of the bed. Who knows? This Sharky wouldn't fall off the bed so much. And for those of you who are like, who the fuck is Sharky? Sharky is my bomb ass Stuffy. She's a whale shark and she's 2 feet long. She's longer than my arms. Cause she does great like that. And she sleeps with me every night. Cause it's okay to sleep with your stuffies. I just have to find her now. I think that's the worst part. After an orgasm, when you're like really ready to go to sleep, and you can't find your stuffies. But like, I'll find her in a minute. But yeah. Okay. Night night, y'all. Or, have a good day for those of you who, like, do stuff after you orgasm. But gummies are great. And gummies make me sleepy. And now I'm just being repetitive. So, night-night.